Since joining the festival in 2007, attendees have sometimes had difficulty describing what the experimental, technologically-oriented New Frontier is about. Sundance Institute New Frontier curator Shari Freelo explains the theme this year.
The show's called Soul Power this year. It's that way because as much excitement as digital life is generated and consuming our attentions, it really is about people coming together, these technologies bringing people together and giving it human context.
There are two venues for New Frontier programming. One is at the Ray, which requires tickets, and the other, New Frontier Central, which is open and free to anyone with a credential. In all, 32 projects are part of the programming. It can sometimes be a challenge matching new technologies to limited space, but Freelo says this year there should be venues with greater capacity, meaning more opportunities for people to catch shows.
It's interesting. This year, the works at New Frontier Central, they've taken a lot more people at a time. In fact, we built what it's called, we're calling the Biodigital Theater, for VR works that lots of people can experience at a time. Otomu is one of them, 7 people at a time. All Kinds of Limbo is 20 people at a time. Antigone is 50 people at a time. So you just have to go and see what times these works are playing in the Biodigital Theater. They generally run for about 2 hours at a time. So a lot of throughput will be able to happen there. I think the chances of seeing stuff at New Frontier this year are greatly increased because of work like this.
While the film festival is programmed in part by combing through submissions far above the acceptance rate, Freelo explains that while they do receive submissions, their role is more curating, going out to aid and recruit programs. One the festival is excited about to premiere is Black News.
Black News is a renegade newscast. It is a really interesting art project that is turning into a broadcast. It's by Khalil Joseph. He's been here at the festival, won a couple of prizes. Black News is a kind of elevated what the news could be. It's appropriated social media and newscasts, and he reimagines this and re-edits it all down with music and to talk about Black people, and it's just mesmerizing. It's really beautiful.
Freelo says that the program is expanding by leaps and bounds, with exhibit and film ideas that they thought would be 5 years out, often appearing at the festival the next year. You can learn more about New Frontier online at sundance.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.